Welcome to Recruiting Daily's Use Case Podcast. We're live at SHRM22, the world's largest gathering of HR professionals. We're pulling back the curtain on the industry's hottest recruiting technology. Now, here's your host, William Tincup.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is William Tincup, and you are listening to Use Case Podcast. Today we have Hope on from Freshly Well, and we'll be talking about the business case, the use case, or the cost-benefit analysis that people use to purchase Freshly Well. So without any further ado, let's just jump into introductions. Hope, would you do us a favor and introduce both yourself and Freshly Well?
Yes, my name is Hope Del Santo. I'm the head of marketing for Freshly Well. A little bit of background information. A lot of people probably know Freshly, the direct-to-consumer, fresh-prepared, never-frozen meal subscription company, weekly meal subscription company. Freshly Well is the new B2B arm, dedicated arm of Freshly. We work with organizations and employers to really offer healthy, fresh, nutritious, prepared meals to their employees in a flexible end-to-end meal delivery solution way. So whether that be at home or on-site, really work with employers to make sure that their employees have these fresh prepared meals, whether they're working remote, they're in a hybrid model, or they're in the office or trying to go back to the office. We really work with employers in a very flexible manner to make sure that we meet their meal delivery needs.
I love this. First of all, I love this on so many levels because coming through COVID, you know, obviously everyone was remote and not probably eating as well, not going to the gym as much. And so just kind of putting an emphasis back on health is really nice. And everyone's familiar with the consumer side. The business-to-business side, I think, is a great launch, is a great product. It's much needed. So tell us a little bit about what you're seeing kind of from customers and what you want to see from customers in terms of their kind of excitement for this offering.
Yeah, so it really goes back to how their business is running. We've seen a lot of employers say we're not fully remote or we're hybrid, and we need to be able to meet the needs of both our workers that are remote and those that are in the office or in some type of on-site setting, or they have workers that have to be on-site. So, for instance, healthcare workers or manufacturing where they have to be on-site. Or another option is they say we are trying to go back on site. We need to have better options for our employees. So it's really being able to work with them in that kind of a flexible manner. And we've seen some of the main benefits or the main pain points that our meals are really solving is it could be as simple as a gratitude appreciation gift of it's the holidays and we want to give a gift. So that's a very simple way of we want to be able to ship these to the homes or put the home or bring it on site. Another way is really building in, and this is where we're really trying to lean towards, is more of the nutrition aspect of really building another wellness and well-being program, and nutrition being the core foundational element of that. You had just mentioned with COVID, I don't want to name the exact number stat, but a recent stat came out, I think it was above 50%. Of people had gained weight during COVID and didn't focus on their health. And so now that we're trying to get past COVID, hopefully, focusing on that wellness, well-being perspective, and nutrition really being the core important part of all of it.
So a few questions. One is the options that are available. Can an employer provide like meals every day or bespoke meals? Like what's the options that they have?
Yeah, so at home and on-site. So at home, meal subsidies. So it could be where they want to offer meals. They can say we want to offer 6 meals a week for every day of the week for the year and have them shipped to their home.
Right.
They can say we want to do 1 week a month and just have it be a little bit more consistent. It's very flexible in that way.
Right.
And then from there, it's really up to the employee. It could be fully subsidized, partially subsidized, right. Or if they want the employees to pay, we can do a special wholesale discount in a way.
Right.
And they're able to then.
Oh, that's cool.
It's almost like the direct-to-consumer experience there. They then manage their subscription, and it's either paid for or partially paid for. On-site, we just launched the Freshly Smart Fridge. We actually have it here at our booth at SHRM, and it's where we can have the meals shipped on-site. They're stored in the fridge. It's a smart fridge. So then whether the meals, again, are paid for or the employees pay for themselves, they can swipe their credit card or put in their employee code. They go in, and then it lets them know what meals are being taken and how many are being taken. So it's that smart element of restocking.
Right.
Also, if more large-size employers work with food contract service companies to have meals on site in cafes and micromarkets, we can work in that manner through that partnership and offer the meals in an ongoing manner. Again, whether they're paid for, partially paid for, or paid for by the employee, it really is flexible based on that employer's needs.
And right now we're four walls of the United States?
The intercontinental states, yeah, not Hawaii and Alaska.
I expect you to set up the Hawaiian office at some point. If you know, someone's got to do it.
It's all based on our distribution centers. Right, so we have five across the U.S. and being able to ship overnight. Yep.
So when it's a benefit. It's treated as a benefit. It's also, I love that you've tied it and should tie it to wellness, health wellness. So I love that. The employer determines kind of the cost and how they would like this thing to run. The employee chooses the meals, I'm assuming, right?
For at home, yes.
Yeah, at home.
Yes.
And at the office, the employer chooses that?
Correct. There'll be a set menu. They get to pick the ones that come into the office. And then it's the employee that gets to choose which meals they want.
Right.
It's not. So from a Freshly standpoint, we have 55 plus meals on the menu at all times, evolving and going in and out. So for the on-site, it will be a scaled back version of that, but it's still, we have variety of plant, Freshly fit, a more healthier line. At home they get to choose like it's a regular Freshly experience.
Dumb question alert. Do we deal with nutritional value, caloric value, things like that, or gluten-free? Everyone's got different dietary, things going on. So I'm assuming that the consumer model has already dealt with this. So
we follow very closely, if not identical, to the consumer model when it comes to the meals. Their meals are not different from what's developed for the consumer versus the B2B.
Right.
We actually have a head nutritionist on staff, and she helps with all the meal development. So all of our meals across the board are lower sugar, higher in vegetable, higher in protein, lower in carb. We have various lines. Our Freshly Fit line is on the more healthier side, so a little bit lower calorie, higher protein, lower carb. We have a purely plant line, which is essentially vegan, and then we have our core line. But all of them across the board have that healthier element.
Right.
I'd say about 98% of our menu right now is gluten-free. We used to be all gluten-free, but getting feedback from consumers, some of them want the gluten, so we're starting to open that up a little bit more. A majority of ours are, I believe, are soy-free or nut-free. I don't want to speak to that. I'm not a nutritionist, but all of our meals are lean towards the healthier, nutritious side.
When a company starts with you, I know this is a newer launch in terms of the B2B play. Do they tend to work with a nutritionist? Like, if they've never done this before, I'm thinking of somebody that's just never done this for their employees, but it's a really good way to engage and retain talent, is to just kind of think about this for them. This is just one less thing they have to think about. Mm-hmm. Do they work with a nutritionist, or is there a way to interact with somebody to understand, like, okay, what should the menu be? Like, what should we be offering?
Yeah, so I think it depends on the employer's goal. If they come in and they just say, say, we want to do a gratitude appreciation gift, it's usually very straightforward. Sometimes they say, we really want this to be a part of our wellness and well-being program. They'll sometimes have meetings with our head nutritionist to really figure out what meals they should choose. We're really getting into the education knowledge side of things, so having webinars and that kind of content.
Oh, cool.
And then also, just a teaser, what's going to come, we're planning for Q3, Q4, is actually adding on nutrition counseling and consulting. Smart. As a part of our offering. So not just offering the meals, but how can it be tailored with the educational one-on-one coaching? So that is an element that we're adding on, because we do see the need for that as we're talking to employers. Is we really want this to be a part of our wellness program. We want to offer the meals, but there's only so much they can do to make sure when they are eating the meals that it is a part of their whole well-being balanced diet.
That's right.
So that is something that we are working on.
Oh, I think that's brilliant. And again, you said it earlier, it's a spoke. The nutrition part is a spoke. There's a much larger wheel that we're dealing with. And if you have the consulting side, again, just even if it's just being able to ask people questions, difference between simple and complex sugars, like, okay, I still don't know the difference, and I probably should, like stuff like that. I think it's just really, really cool. But let me ask you a couple buy side questions.
Okay.
When you get to show people kind of what Freshly Well is all about, what's your favorite part to show them?
Good question. I think it goes to the flexibility that we have. And so just as we've done our competitive research and things like that, is no one's really going to the market in the way, from an employer standpoint, of being able to offer these flexible meal delivery solutions that fit in the healthier nutritious space and how it really fits into the day-to-day lives of the employees. That's just one thing that we're noticing right now is really unique of how we're going to market in that way.
I like that. Well, again, you know, people will offer meals, which is great. Mm-hmm. But if the meals are not making people healthier, and again, no judgment against anybody. But that's not necessarily, I mean, it could be a really, really great meal, but it's 4,000 calories. It's a unsustainable model at one point, right, for your employees.
Yeah, and it's also the convenience aspect. So our meals are fresh, never frozen, pre-prepared.
Love that.
You stick them in the refrigerator. You could ultimately put them in the freezer if you want to. We don't advise on that, but they last in the fridge for up to a week, around 5 to 9 days, depending on the type of meal. You pop them in the microwave, or some people do a toaster oven, or you could do it on the stove if you want to.
Right.
2 to 3 minutes and it's ready to go. So a lot of, there's meal kit companies out there. You still have to make the meals.
Right.
Or there's meal delivery companies in the way that you're not sure you're getting a healthy meal. You're ordering a burger and fries from the local shop down the street.
Right.
So that's the other, the convenient aspect is also unique for us.
Before I ask you about what's tracking in terms of meals, like what do you, as you look at data, What's the most favorite? I know you all look at, I have a top 10 list or some type of leaderboard on meals. What's tracking?
Yeah, so we actually have we call them fan favorites that always stay in the menu because we're always trying to change the menu. So every week, 5 to 6 come and go. We have the fan favorites. So from our Freshly Fit line, our chicken parmesan does very well. Our Asian chicken noodle dish, it's actually one of our first non-gluten-free dish. Has the noodles in it. Our steak peppercorn does very well. So those are some of the top ones.
Oh, that's cool.
We have a really good penne pasta with sausage in it. That one's really good as well. So some of the our chicken, any type that has the chicken breast on it is really, really good. But yeah, there's a couple that just stay on the menu all the time.
And I'm assuming you've had to taste, forced at gunpoint, you've had to taste all the meals?
Yes. Not every single one. We get to choose which ones we want to taste. We actually get to have them as a part of our benefit working for Freshly. So we get a stipend every week, and those are my lunches. I don't have to worry about meal prep. I used to meal prep every single Sunday. It got very annoying.
Oh, yeah.
And so now that's what I have for lunch, and I will say they do taste very well, and that is the feedback we have. And I'm not trying to be biased because I do work there. I am in marketing, so I feel like I have to like the product if I want to try and sell it.
100%.
But I've been working for the company for almost a year now, and I have it every day for lunch during the week.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I love that. I love that. So the customer success stories, you might not have as much because it's a newer offering and without any names, of course. What do you, if you don't have some, what do you want to see happen with Freshly Well?
So we have one really good story. I won't name the client exactly, but one sector that we're getting a lot of interest in is the healthcare sector. So, especially when it was during COVID, but even still now being able to support the nurses, the doctors, all the staff that work in the healthcare system. So we did partner with a nationally known healthcare system. They have over 70,000 employees. We did work with them of having the meal subsidy option of having them shipped to their homes. And this was more during the COVID time.
Right.
And we saw over 70% engagement, people engaging with the program. And then after the subsidy was over, 20 to 30% of them continued to order Freshly after that.
I think that's genius.
Yeah.
First of all, it's great. It's a great audience that just doesn't have enough time in their day to do all the things that they're doing. And it just takes one thing. It just takes, as you said, you did meal prep on Sundays, and it just takes that stress away from somebody. They don't need any more stress.
Yeah.
Most folks I know in healthcare, they need less stress. So,
yeah, and to elaborate that a little bit more, really our goal with Freshly Well is getting nutrition in the hands of people across the United States.
Yep.
This really plays into social determinants of health. That's a whole other level when it comes to the health nutrition side is food and nutrition insecurity and really getting meals in the hand of people that need it, but also just the convenience aspect for the everyday people like you and I wanting to make sure that we're all eating healthy as well. So that's really our main goal is just getting these nutritious, fresh prepared meals in the hands of more people.
I love it. Buying questions that you love to hear. You know, just, you just know that the prospect or the person you're talking to gets it.
Can you clarify that question?
Sure.
Yeah,
and it's a new offering, so it might be harder to understand. When you're selling something, especially something like Freshly Well, some people might have already been doing this. Like they had an office in San Francisco. They had cater meals every day. Okay, so they kind of understand the bit. This is completely different than that. In that people can be remote forever, hybrid. They can work on site. You have a model that works with any work, where you workplace or workforce style. But sometimes people don't get that. I mean, you know, they just don't get what you do. Mm-hmm. You've dealt with this before at one point in your life. They just you can kind of explain it over and over, and they're like, yeah, still don't understand what you're talking about. I want to know the questions from people where you're like, okay, they get it.
Like the questions that they would ask,
mm-hmm.
that they get it is, let me try and think of a good answer to that. Is saying we can get fresh prepared meals in the hands of our employees weekly when they're at home for lunch. That's usually a lot of the times when we're talking to employers, we say we can get these fresh prepared meals directly to their home and they just heat and eat and they're ready to go. They don't have to worry about paying for them. Great. On site, they're saying, oh, it's like a smart vending. We can just have, or a cafeteria that we have. It's a Freshly, it's a well-known brand. It just sits in our cafeteria. They can grab and go. So when they're able to explain it in like they're the end consumer,
Yes. They're
the employee experiencing it, that's when we know the light bulb.
Does it help, or do you think it will help if they're Freshly, if they've done the B2C side?
We do think it helps, one, because they've tasted the meals,
right,
and they've experienced it before.
Right.
We do think that usually helps, but if they haven't tasted the meals, when we do work with an employer or a client or a partner, we do ship VIP boxes to them for them to try. Because we can say, these taste great all day long, and until you try them.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. Yeah. I think it was something I'd like to see in the future when you're talking to a prospect or when your sales team is talking to a prospect is them thinking about it being tied closer to wellness. Thinking of you as a wellness play, instead of a benefit or perk for employees, which is great. It is. But them thinking about it in their wellness structure, like, okay, we have all kinds of different wellness programs that we're putting together. This just adds in another layer.
Yeah, making it integrated in their wellness program. A lot of employers have the HR departments have these pillars now.
Right.
They say well-being, finance,
right. Financial
health,
wellness. Yeah,
all of that. And so really saying we fit in that wellness pillar, and it's not just, oh, we're offering meals to our employees.
Right.
It's really, how is it being integrated in the overall wellness?
It's healthy meals. So, I mean, it really does, it does fit there. But I can see when talking to a benefits or a total rewards person, that they could easily think of this and think of it as a perk, as something that we do for our employees, but not think of it connective to wellness. But last question is Sherm Annual. Here we are, New Orleans. What's success for you? When you look back at this show, what's success?
Right now, because we are so new and we are just launching the Freshly Well brand, like our website, our new brand new website's not even launching for another week or so. Right now, it really is the brand awareness, getting our brand out there, the B2B side of it. So a lot of times people come up, they're like, oh, I know Freshly, or I've heard of Freshly. So we're really trying to get the B2B side out there. Also, while we were here, we just launched and it's our unveiling of the Freshly Smart Fridge. So right now, it's really getting the brand awareness out there and getting connections with people. A lot of times it's the connections that have further connections. So we'll talk to an employer and they'll say, I think we were just talking to, I can't remember the exact city, but someone that worked for some city in the United States. And they said, oh, this would be perfect for our police department. I'll get you connected to them. That would be perfect for them. So I think it's the, not just the brand awareness for the people we're talking to, but for them to then spread that knowledge.
I love it. Hope, thank you so much for coming on the Use Case Podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thanks everyone for listening to the Use Case Podcast. Until next time.
You've been listening to Recruiting Daily's Use Case Podcast, live at SHRM22. Check out the latest industry podcasts, webinars, articles, and news at recruitingdaily.com.